About half the people are yelling more. The guests who, for some time, wouldn't... I wouldn't say they wouldn't, but they didn't do encores. For whatever reason. Tonight, I don't think they would have made it out of here without an encore. But this is KSHE in Crestwood. I'm Ron Stevens, broadcasting live from the Ambassador Theater. And we just heard, I guess, about an hour and 45 minutes or so of the Guess Who live on stage. They mentioned, of course, Burton Cummings mentioned on stage again tonight that they hope to be back in the fall to do an album here, three nights from the stage of the Ambassador Theater. They're very happy with the sound here and, of course, with the audience. Mark, what do you...
Good night from the Ambassador.
What?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. I don't know what I'd do without some of these people around here. Mark Close has been running around all evening, making sure that from every end that you people at home enjoyed this broadcast this evening. Jimmy Mitchell, our chief engineer, spent the entire last 2 days setting up this beautiful console up here in the balcony overlooking the theater to broadcast this. Something I should mention about this, the way he did set it up. We were going directly through the mixing board. Hi, everyone's looking up here. What's going on up there? We're going directly through the mixing board, which means that the listeners, through listening on Casey, actually heard the sound a split second before it came through the speakers on stage, giving us a cleaner sound, and we hope a very clean sound for you. I'd also like to thank Dan Clark, who spent the last week or so helping me on a lot of research and spent the entire evening with me here and the day with me preparing this and putting it together for you. A lot of people helped out. Of course, the guests who deserve a lot of thanks. They were here last night, and their show was, in a way, different. They adapted to the broadcast and were very excited about doing it, as we were. And for that reason, hope to come back and do an album here. I'd also like to thank Ron Powell from American Sound and the people working at the Ambassador Theater and cooperating with us, and Shoko from Dallas, Texas, on the mixing board and sound, who cooperated with us quite well. Don Hunter, manager of the Guess Who, is probably the most incredible person to ever get off the plane at the airport and come in with a group. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be doing this evening. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. There was something that the guests who did on stage last night that they didn't do this evening. But when they were in the studios of Casey this afternoon, they did. And I'd like to share that with you before we say goodbye and turn you back to the studios of Casey. This is from the Guess Who.
That is without a doubt the best live version of Leave It to Beaver that KC Radio has ever heard. I know that.
That was a guess.
And now here he is, folks, the protagonist.